Exclusive, Chris La Civita, documents case shows we cannot forget reality of the weaponization of DOJ against Trump in wake of assassination attempt. By Hannah Knudsen on July 15, 2024. A federal judge tossing former President Donald Trump's documents case reinforces the fact that President Joe Biden's Justice Department is being used as a weapon against their top political opponent. Senior Trump adviser Chris La Civita told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle during an interview on the first day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, cautioning Americans to not forget this reality in the wake of the failed assassination attempt on the former president. Boyle asked La Civita to react to a federal judge tossing the prosecution of Trump in the documents case. Judge Aileen Cannon ruled that special counsel Jack Smith had not been appointed in a constitutional or lawful manner and therefore could not bring the indictment against Trump in federal court. Watch, Representative Ashley Hinson discusses Trump's safety and security at RNC after failed attempt on his life. Day of firsts every day, right? La Civita remarked. It's hard to keep up with the sheer volume of things. But look. President Trump made it clear from the beginning that you know this was nothing more than you know the Biden administration's Justice Department being used as a weapon against their top political opponent, Donald Trump, and this just reinforces that fact, he said, speaking about Cannon's ruling that Smith was improperly appointed. Of course he was improperly appointed. He was put there by Merrick Garland to target President Trump, take him out of the presidential race judiciously. Through the judicial system, they tried doing it on the ballot by taking them off the ballot with the 14th Amendment right, he said, explaining that while Trump has an opportunity to renew focus on uniting, considering the failed assassination against him on Saturday, which he miraculously survived, La Civita said you can't forget the fact that the Justice Department, in its current forms, has been being used as a weapon to target political opponents of the Biden administration. Watch the entire interview. And that's a fact. And this throwing that case out has really reinforced that, he added, pointing out the hypocrisy of Democrats and switching gears, pointing to the irony of that fact that the left loves to talk about the war on democracy. What's amazing is, while they're saying that, their leadership is orchestrating a coup every single day against the sitting president of the United States by trying to have him step down as a candidate, he said. Trump celebrated the judge's decision on Monday, writing, "As we move forward in uniting our nation after the horrific events on Saturday, this dismissal of the lawless indictment in Florida should be just the first step, followed quickly by the dismissal of all the witch hunts, the January 6th hoax in Washington, D.C., the Manhattan DA's zombie case, the New York AG scam, fake claims about a woman I never met, a decades-old photo in a line with her then-husband does not count, and the Georgia perfect phone call charges." The Democrat Justice Department coordinated all of these political attacks, which are an election interference conspiracy against Joe Biden's political opponent, Maine, he said, calling to end all of the weaponization of the justice system.